Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, the duopoly is essentially monopoly right now. You have two different corporate players located, 10 miles from each other with essentially identical policies. We're seeing a shrinking in the difference between these two platforms. And I think it is really, really harmful. There is no equivalent to, Linux as a counterweight to w the Windows and Mac OS, desktop world. Once upon a time, this was a thriving ecosystem. You had Nokia, you had Symbian, you had Palm OS and Windows Phone and BlackBerry, and you had all sorts of competitors. And I don't know if that was necessarily always considered to be a wonderful time, but it was at least a competitive and thriving, marketplace. And now you have a system where basically the two entities have carved up the market. Apple more or less takes the 30% high margin ground, and Google takes the 70%, rest of it. And that's pretty much how it has been for the past, 5 to 10 years. I do think that competitors need to emerge, and there are, very interesting potential competitors. There's, to even list some more, there's, Sailfish, OS, which is, which is interesting. There's a lot of potential, but to, these are trillion-dollar companies, and to go up against them, I really think you would need sort of a Manhattan Project, in order to really create and promote it. And there is one in China. It's called Harmony OS, and they are, forging forward with it. Unfortunately, it's just as locked down as those other platforms, and I doubt it's going to be seen as a great liberator for, for the world. But they do provide an example of how, with enough, will and state sponsorship, you can essentially force through a, third option, which is, at least in China, I think is going to be an emerging competitor.
Wow. Well, that's the end of all my questions. The last thing I just wanted to say this. It's not a question, it's just a statement. But this is something I've heard, ever since I started using FDroid and Android, way back in like 2017, 2018. It's been forever now. But anytime I pick up an iPhone or I'm using an iPhone for work, because I have to use different devices for different things. And I hear this from other people I know who have also gotten used to FDroid. They say they love their iPhones, but the only thing that's missing is FDroid. And so that's kind of high praise that I think that I feel and a lot of people feel in my life. And I see it in our community all the time because there is no really open source ecosystem on the iOS side of things like there is on the Android side of things. So I just wanted to share a lot of appreciation that I have for you guys.
Oh, great. Well, thank you so much. It really is. We do this for the users, right? We're not getting paid. There's no money going through the project. It's really a labor of love. And really comes from a belief that, when you bought a smartphone, you own it. It's your computer, and you should be allowed to put whatever you want on it. It's just like any other, owning anything else. And to be able to, act as a counterweight to the forces that are trying to make you think otherwise, that are trying to assert that they actually own your device and they are able to reach down into it and do whatever they want. But yeah, really, it's for the end users, and there are not that many other voices out there that are so purely oriented towards the consumer side of the marketplace. So yeah, so hearing that, always puts a tickle in my heart.